I'm here with Dr. Miles Brand, president of the NCAA. And Dr. Brand, besides our mutual love for intercollegiate athletics, you and I have something else in common, both born and raised in New York City. Tell me a little bit about your days in New York.
Well, thanks, Josh. It's a good question. Actually, I grew up in Brooklyn in a lower middle class environment. I sometimes joke I didn't see grass till I was 14. That's not true. I once played a game of baseball on a piece of grass, a little piece of grass. But I grew up playing in the parks, basketball, of course, one wall handball, stickball on the streets. I loved every minute of it. I couldn't wait till school was over to start playing in the streets. I enjoyed it. And there were some great ball players, some basketball players, for example, that I enjoyed playing with it. I took some of that basketball to play in high school then and a little bit in college, but I was never very good, but I enjoyed it a great deal. Growing up in Brooklyn, I also went to Ebbets Field, which is where the Brooklyn Dodgers played at the time, and I remember every weekend I would go, including watching doubleheaders. Amongst my heroes was Jackie Robinson, who was still playing then. It was a great treat for me to watch him play and hustle around the bases, and so that was great fun for me.
Does that mean you don't like the Yankees?
Oh, I don't like the Yankees at all.
Not at all.
And I've never forgiven the Dodgers for moving out of Brooklyn.
So no longer a Dodgers fan now that they're out in L.A.?
No longer a Dodgers fan. I did live in Chicago for some time, and I transferred my angst to the Cubs.
Gotcha. Wrigley's a great park.
Wrigley's a great park. I love to watch baseball in Wrigley. To sit out in the bleachers in Wrigley is quite a treat. You know, I don't particularly like the fact they put up lights, but I do like Wrigley. It's a wonderful ballpark. You know, some of the new ballparks are like the old ballparks in that they're not big dishes in which you can enjoy watching the game. So Jacobs Field, for example, in Cleveland, is a great place to watch a baseball game. And that's a new feel, but it's kind of retro.
Got some of that old-time feel.
Yeah.
So is it fair to say you can trace your love of sports back to the city?
Oh, yeah. Back to the city and to the youth. You know, I enjoy playing the pickup games and throwing the bat and finding out which team is going to pick you and all that stuff. And I thought it was great. I mean, I thought playing with the kids on the street sports was terrific. You know, playing football on concrete, of course, is a hard lesson.
Especially when you get tackled.
Oh, yeah, it hurts like hell.
Do you miss the city?
You know, I do. I go back once in a while on business. New York is a very special place. I got to tell you, a few years ago, I went back to Brooklyn in the neighborhood where I lived, and I was shocked, absolutely shocked. It looked like it didn't change at all. And I went to Kelly Park where I would play basketball, and it looked like the same kids were still playing. So yes, Brooklyn and New York is a great place to be from. It doesn't matter whether you're from the city or from the country. The fact that the early on sports became part of one's life is, I think, what's important.
I'm a former baseball player, and my father grew up in the Bronx.
Uh-huh.
So he told me all about stickball in the streets.
Yeah.
Can you describe a little bit about how the scoring system worked, a little bit like that?
Oh, sure. Well, first of all, you had to get someone's broom handle that you could untwist and then put some tape around it so it wouldn't slip from your hand. And we played with what's called a Spalding, which was the pink Spalding. It was either fast pitch or one bounce, and we tended to play fast pitch. The width of the court was the street, and of course you had to stop if cars were coming. But, two Johnny Pumps was a good hit, and that was a home run. But, you know, one Johnny Pump gave you a double if no one caught it. And of course you had to run around the bases, which means you had to touch the cars, provided they weren't moving. But playing stickball, I sharpen your eye. It's a pretty skinny bat.
I'd like to see an NCAA championship stickball.
So
baseball people would feel about that.
Well, you know, Willie Mays said that's how he learned to hit, playing stickball. I mean, when it's fast pitch, you got to be pretty sharp to hit that ball. And of course, you got to be pretty quick to chase it down if you get a good shot on it, because it does go a long way.
So do you think that your experiences growing up in Brooklyn helped translate to being a professor and then being university president and then president of the NCAA?
No, I don't think it had any relation to it. But I still enjoy growing up in Brooklyn. I think that kind of experience of participating in sports, being competitive, working hard, knowing how to interact with people, win or lose, I think that may have played a role, but didn't have much to do with Brooklyn. I mean, you could do that in country fields, you could do that in any city of the country. But I do think participation in sports had a role in my attitude towards life.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Although we're in Indianapolis right now, from one New Yorker to another, thank you so much for taking the time with me today.
Great pleasure.